Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Love, Afrida Love, Coach Love, Promoter Love. And this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today I have a packed show for you, and in the mini lesson of the Philistine spirit, we're going to look at those aspects that hinder us or keep us from being our best from God. And in addition to our show, we are going to look at the Fit to Win calorie counts. But first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us to wake up this morning restored in our right minds, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done, the things that you're going to do. And, Lord, we thank you for just being who you are, Heavenly Father, because we understand and realize that we do not deserve anything. Heavenly Father, we understand and realize that although we may not feel our best, Heavenly Father, we are still on top of the ground and we are still able to do and go about, Heavenly Father, and do our best for you, Lord. We're asking that this broadcast help someone, Heavenly Father, somewhere, and expand from city to city, from nation to nation, from state to state, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we're asking you, would you bless everything that we do, Heavenly Father? Would you bless it to be acceptable in your sight? We're asking, would you bless those who say, pray for me, Heavenly Father, those who do not know you for in the pardon of their own sins. We bless those who do know you and still ask for prayer, Lord. Lord, we ask you, would you just touch broken hearts, men's spirits, Heavenly Father, restabilize minds. Bless those who have had surgeries, Lord. Bless those who are lame. Teach them to walk, Lord. Teach them to trust in you. Lord God, we're just asking, would you bless us and help us to give our best for you? Because everything we do is all about you, and it's because of you that we're even able to do it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, today we're going to look at the Philistine spirit segment. And this will be a segment that will serve for the month of September. And today we're going to review the history of the Philistines, because one of the components of my show is to basically recognize what is holding us back. What is holding us back? If you remember in my show, I spoke about part of this show was recognizing. And it's not only recognizing a person or recognizing God for who he is, but recognizing those things that hold us back and to keep us from being our best for God. So before I begin, let's make this personal. What can I do to let go of this spirit? What can I do to let go of this Philistine spirit? And we must understand, first of all, a little bit of history of this group, the Philistines. They were a tribal group. They were a very aggressive tribal group. As a matter of fact, they were the enemies to the Israelites. And this fight went on and on for some time, and they were located in the Promised Land. Can you imagine that? But more importantly than that, we're just touching the basis today. The word Philistine, it means to wallow in, not wobble, y'all. It means to wallow, wallow in self-pity, wallow in hurt, wallow in depression. It's time for us to get up. But in order for us to get up, we must realize and recognize those things, that spirit, the components of the spirit, the Philistine spirit, that keeps us bound and keeps us from being our very best for God. And the first one is self-pity. That's a component of having the Philistine spirit. It's feeling sorry for ourselves. Woe is me. Feeling sorry for ourselves, making excuses for why we can't praise God, why we can't go to church, why we can't serve in our community. Self-pity. Self-pity. Feeling sorry for ourselves. And if we look in 1 Peter 5:7, it says, cast all your anxieties on him. Who are they talking about? They're talking about God, y'all, because he cares for you. So instead of, in order to overturn or override that self-pity mentality that comes from that Philistine or Philistine spirit, what you want to do is you want to remember what 1 Peter 5:7 says. It says, cast all of your anxieties, anything that causes you to be spooked, anything that causes you to doubt God, cast them on God because he cares, and I guarantee he'll take that from you. He will help you get through that. So self-pity is a component, and we're going to look at that this month. Self-depreciation, this goes into depression. This goes into feeling like you're not worth anything. Everybody on earth is somebody, you know, because we were all born of God and from God. And self-depreciation, the Bible shows that depression can strike anyone. If you read about Naomi in the Bible, you'll find out that she was at one point depressed. If you read about the mother-in-law of Ruth, you will find out that she was also depressed. If you would read about the rich king, King Solomon, amen, you find out that he was depressed. And if you even look at David, who was in the Bible, and David was in the lion's den, amen, he was still depressed. And if you look at Job, you will find out that Job was depressed. So depression and being down on yourselves is nothing new, because we have different people in the Bible who were depressed, and they came from all different walks of life, y'all. It wasn't just the rich people or the poor people or the middle-class people. It was everybody, as I said, in those names. So read about Naomi and read about the mother-in-law of Ruth and King Solomon and David and Job. And many times self-depreciation does not come from a way of thinking. It comes from a situation that happens. And in every situation, that's why God says you're always supposed to stay prayed up, amen, because everybody is worth something. Everybody is worth everything to God. God doesn't look down upon us. He sees us as of great value. And so just know that self-depreciation is also a pit. It hinders us from becoming who God wants us to be. If we also look at this verse, there's hope. Because in Psalms 34:18, it reads, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in the spirit. Once again, the Lord is close. The Lord is always close. If the Lord seems far away, like I always say, it's because we have left God. God has not left us. So if the Lord seems far away and you're brokenhearted and you're crushed in spirit, you need to seek the word of God. You need to seek the Holy Spirit. You need to seek Jesus. You need to seek our Father. Because this verse, Psalms 34:18, it says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. So call on the name of Jesus if you ever feel yourself going into a state of depression or defeat. Number three is self-importance. This is on the other side of the spectrum, self-importance. Everything's about me, and it can't be. You have to take care of yourself, but at the same time, we are our brother and sister's keeper. Galatians 6:3 says, if anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. We're all children of God. If we think ourselves above God, we are deceiving ourselves, because God is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. So it's important to think of yourself, but we are not above God. God is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Self-pleasure. Self-pleasure is doing those things that pleases your soul. And many times in this aspect, we can't be all that we should be for God, because it's all, once again, about self. It's about what we want to do. It's about the things we want to do. And we don't follow in the unction and direction of God. We follow in the unction and direction of ourselves. And if we look at 1 Thessalonians 4:4, It says that each one of you know how to control his or home, excuse me, his own body in holiness and honor. Let me read that again. 1 Thessalonians 4:4, that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor. As I said, the body is a temple. The body is the church of God. And we have to make sure that we're doing things that are acceptable and righteous, amen, in the spirit of God. We don't just bring anything into the physical church. So therefore, you shouldn't put anything, just anything, into your body. You should take care of your body, self-pleasure, doing what you want to do and not thinking about the consequences or how this is affecting God and your walk and your being your best for God. So these are all components that, you know, we should think about, and we will be looking at these in the month of September. So now we're turning the corner, and we're turning into our progressive Fit to Win program, which I'm very excited and proud of what God is doing in this program. It's making people healthier. I go to different stores, and a lot of people tell me, you know, I've tuned into your station, and now I'm changing what I'm eating. I'm changing it day by day. I still have pizza sometime. And that's fine, because this doesn't happen overnight. That's why it's a program that is progressive. It goes on and on. So make sure that you have your – so with you, you should have your binder with your lovely picture, calories, your percentage of fat, and your food list that we talked about. And today we're going to look at the food calculator. And we're just going to briefly touch on the food calculator, because I want you to have another website and another reference, because we're – this is just the – simple part of our Fit to Win program. We're going to start building on different aspects of the program. So if you would go to the website of http://www.caloriescount, that's all one word, www.caloriescount.com/foodcalculator.aspx. Okay, or you can just go onto my Facebook page under Afrita Love, and you will be able to see the calorieskount.com site. You can just click on it, and you will be right there. So I'm going to give you like 30 seconds or so. Okay. All right. Now, if we look at the calorieskount.com website, on the right you'll see healthy eating and exercise for life. You'll see a bar that says home, testimonials, tools, winning by losing, let's get physical, diet assessment, recipes, and about us. Today, and we're going to be using this website as well, so be sure to mark this as one of your favorites if you don't mind, or just copy it down. We're going to be looking at the food calorie calculator, and I'm going to show you how to use it. For instance, it says search through our database for the foods you eat in throughout the day. For instance, I had some baked chicken, so I'm going to put baked chicken in here, okay, in the box where it says keywords, baked chicken, and I'm going to go for search for food item. Okay, well, that one is not on here. Let's just put chicken. We're just going to put chicken, and we'll find baked chicken in there. Search for food item. Great. Okay, so when I type on... When I type in the chicken, I see fat chicken, chicken spread, chicken meatless, gravy chicken dry, chicken roll light meat, chicken patty, chicken nuggets. Okay, well, I didn't have any chicken nuggets. But I want you to look at, and this is just for you, you see food, quantity, 2 serving size, fat grams, and calories. Look at the fat chicken. This is actually fried chicken, okay? If you had 100 grams of this fried chicken and you only had one piece, that's already 900 calories. Now, I want you to subtract that from the calories that you're supposed to have daily. If you eat this, just know that you're almost at 1,000, okay? So be very careful with, the whole point of this is be very careful with fried foods, all right? So this is how you would keep up with how many calories you are expending. Now, I'm going to type in a vegetable just to show you. I'm going to put in, I love okra. Search for food. Okay, okra raw. I like pickled okra. I don't know if they have that on here. Unprepared, frozen. Okay, let's just go with the frozen. Okra frozen, unprepared. That's 30 calories. If you look at your vegetables are very low in calories. So make sure you, the whole point of this is make sure you get your vegetables in. And look at the fat grams, okay? Let's put in, just say that I had a piece of chocolate cake. All right, let's put in cake. Popcorn cakes, potato pancakes, coffee cake, fruit, chocolate. Okay, chocolate, this says chocolate cake, dry mix, regular. That's 428 calories. That's a lot of calories, guys. So when you're looking at this chocolate cake, okay, and then you've had your fried chicken, then you had your okra, you're doing okay, but make sure that you don't go over. So this is how you can really test to see, you know, how much you need and how many calories, and you can add it up. And we're going to actually do this next time. So bring a menu of food, and we're going to actually do this the next time. We're going to look at our menu of something we've had this week, this upcoming week, and we're going to calculate. Okay, look at exercise calories burned. Let's say, for instance, and that's right under the food calorie calculator. Let's say, for instance, we did cycling indoors, stationary bike. How long are you going to do this? Let's say 30 minutes. Now, I want to give you a secret. If you work out for about 15 minutes, you start burning calories after 15 minutes, provided that you are following your metabolic rate. That's how you can lose weight. But it has to be 15 minutes, and you have to be up to your heart rate, okay? What's your weight? Put your weight in there. And this right here, this particular Get Moving calculator will compute the calories. And this says that if I am on a bicycle for 30 minutes and I weigh 160 pounds, I'm going to burn 182 calories, which is not bad. That's good. That's burning off some of that chicken that I've had, but I still have about 750 calories from that chicken, that fried chicken. Okay, let's look at the next one, the diet meal plans. This right here just serves as a base. If you want to start using your own meal plans, you can pick and choose. Look at your calorie combinations, all right? You have a combination meal plan, you have a recipe meal plan, convenience meal plan. And look at the calories. For instance, if you're supposed to only have 1,400 calories, then look at your Monday, what your Monday meal would be. For breakfast, you'd have fresh toast, one serving, margarine-like spread, pancake syrup, and you'd have coffee and milk. For lunch, you would have a salad, angel hair pasta, cantaloupe, green tea. Dinner, easy meatloaf, mashed potatoes, mixed peas and carrots, and a diet soda. And to be honest, diet sodas also have a lot of sugar. I really encourage you to drink a lot of water. Tea is okay, not a lot of sugar. But sodas, I'm just going to be honest with you, this Fit to Win program, and I want you to be fit to win. I'm not going to hold anything back. Soda is really not good for you. I'm just going to be honest with you, okay? I've been off soda for about 15 years. It's not really good for you. All right, so in looking at this, this is the combination meal plan, and we'll stop right there. So just make sure that you look up the food calorie calculator and use that. And remember, we said that is for how many calories you're getting from the food you're eating. The exercise calories burnt, this is how many calories you're burning if you do it for this long and you weigh this much. And of course, the diet meal plans, you can pick and choose. And these are really, most of these are healthy foods. And just be careful of what you drink as far as the coffee, as far as the diet sodas. Just be really careful what you drink, okay? And then we'll go over the online food diary and the diet assessment and BMI calculator and the dining guide. So I really hope that you're using these because they're very effective and they're very good for you as far as your health, you know, is concerned. So just make sure that you're looking over those. You know, next week we're going to basically put those different components that we talked about, which is the calorie, the BMI, the food percentage, the percent of fat, and this calorie calculator. We're going to put it together. So bring a list of something that you've had this week so that we can apply it to the different websites and so that we can see where we are as far as our health, okay? All right, and this concludes our Fit to Win segment. I do have a few announcements. On Saturday, please be sure to tune in at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time as we will have a special guest on whom I will be interviewing. So be sure on Saturday to tune in to the station. Once again, I've partnered with some NFL players and ladies about incorporating more information on health and fitness so that you can hear from experts. These are some of them are NFL players now. Some of them are former NFL players, and they're coaching now. And some of these ladies, the same thing. And we're going to be talking about health and fitness because I really feel and I know that health and fitness is very important. And that's for everybody because we all want to be healthy and feel fine and feel well and do well, okay? Stay tuned this week and this month for the new website of your favorite gospel artist CDs and Christian items such as Bibles and things of that nature. And stay tuned also for a new website called Tailor Made Fashions. Tailor Made Fashions. That's going to be exciting. So stay tuned for that. I'll be promoting actually that website and also these gospel artist CDs online as well as Bibles, as well as my new book, Heavenly Investments, Revelation of God Baptizing the Church. That will also come out in December, December 18th, my birthday, of course. That will come out, God's will. If you have not secured your tickets for The Color Purple, please do so. That's coming to Waco, Texas. So please look that up. Look up information about the Israel concert tickets. He will be in Killeen. And please look up the tickets about Miss Yolanda Adams. Both of these individuals are gospel recording artists, and we want to make sure that we support them. I really love to support the ministry of God, and I encourage others to do the same because God is good, and he's keeping us here. And I mean, it's just God is good. And so that's about it. Just remember, like I said, to tune back in on Saturday as I will have a special guest at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if someone asks you what you're, be sure to tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.